Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Randy Grillner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Grillner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grillner for U.S. Senate.
Well, with harvest in full swing across the state, as the temperatures have really heated up over the past few days, OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says usually when you're in harvest, the prices take a dive.
Well, normally when you get into harvest, wheat prices will, we call it take a dive, they'll go down. They've been relatively stable. You look at Medford, they're up $10.90. Perrington, Texas, up around $11. You come down in southern Oklahoma, Snyder, Altus, $10.35. Probably not as good a quality of wheat down in that area. And when you get up to Weatherford in north central Oklahoma, around $10.70. If you look back over the last couple weeks, the wheat price has been relatively stable. You know, you go back into March, it was ranged from $10.25 to $11.25, got up to $13.30. But the last couple weeks, it's just been in a 25 to 30 cent range, right under $11 a bushel.
Well, why are we seeing these historical highs?
I think it's mostly changes in demand, our wheat use. I think production's had some impact. And then, of course, you've got to get into the ending stocks issue and the Russian-Ukraine war.
Talk a little bit about the production changes.
Well, I think we need to go back to around 2013. Then you had Ukraine and Russia, Romania, Belarus, Pakistan. They were all increasing production. World production was at 26.3 billion bushels. It went up each year until we got to 28 billion bushels in 17. 2018 started the move to these higher prices. We had a short crop at 26.9 billion bushels, and the last 3 years have been right at 28.5, plus or minus 100 million or so in that.
How does consumption compare to production?
Well, when you go back to 13, you had production at 26.3. Consumption or use was at 25.4 billion bushels. Use went up each year. We got into 2017, it was 27.2 billion bushels. A short crop in 18, you remember 26.9, consumption held relatively stable. And then as we got into 19, 20, 21, and 22, consumption increased to up around 28.9 billion bushels, a little less than that a couple years. Consumption increased dramatically during the last 3 years, 18, 19, and 20, and going into 22 now.
To hear more from OSU's Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sunup, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Randy Grillner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Grillner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grillner for U.S. Senate.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.